Round one. Fight.
Rich Haywood here from Perfect Score, and I'm sitting here with
Keith. What's up, guys? How you doing?
Yeah, we're here at DexCon. We thought we'd take a little bit of time and tell you about a very interesting game. Keith, give us the name of this fine game.
The name of this game is Unexploded Cow. Now, most of you are probably wondering, what the hell are they talking about?
Yeah, it's one of those things. We're going over the schedule. You know, we're looking at this giant wall of all these events that we can sign up for, and we see Unexploded Cow, and you have to look at it. Yeah, it's intriguing. But all right, Keith, what kind of game is Unexploded Cow?
Unexploded Cow is a turn-based card game. Everybody drawing from one central deck, and basically on your turn, you get to play cards and pay money. Similar to, we use Monopoly money, but you pay the money, you can do the stuff, and you explode your cows. There's also an element of dice rolling in this. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, for the most part, it's a card game, tabletop card game. It's done by the people at Cheap Ass Games, so...
Yes, they didn't provide the dice. They didn't provide... Well, the dice was really the only thing.
Well, then the money, either.
Oh, yes.
There's no money provided. So, I mean, we'll get to that later.
I'm surprised they had the cards.
Oh, that would have hurt. But, it's a cheap-ass game. For those of you who don't know what Cheap-Ass Games is, they're a company that puts out just the bare essentials of a game. If there's any accessories that are needed, dice, money, etc., they kind of leave that out to make the game cheaper so that people can play it. The unfortunate part is if you don't have them handy or accessible, you can't play the game without them. So, that'll come up later in our little mini review here. So, we weren't able to get the person running the game's name, no name tag or what have you. But we sat down with three other people and we played this game. So, for the next part of this little mini review, how well do you think the instructions were relayed, Keith?
Well, as always, there are going to be a couple of questions, but otherwise, very well relayed. Gameplay started up fast and kept going. I mean, there's, with card games, you have to take a little bit of time to read what you have and see what you can do, but it is a fast-paced, relatively pick-up-and-go game.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely agree there. They were pretty well relayed for... the person that was running the game, they really didn't have a lot of experience with this title, so it was all a big trial by fire. But in the end, we had enough time in that 2-hour block to play two games. So
yeah,
it's pretty decent, and I thought they were relayed pretty well in that standard. The ease of gameplay, I thought it was pretty easy. It was a fairly easy learning curve. It was simple, it was fun, it was fast-paced, and it was extremely silly. It's awesome to see everybody kind of, jump in and, add their own commentary on things that are going on with our little cow friends. Exactly. But the mechanics of this game were really, really, really tight, and it was a lot of fun to play. Which leads into Keith... how did you think of it? Was it fun to play?
Oh, most definitely. Just imagining what would happen to these cows when, they find bombs in France and, they kind of just blow up. Femurs and guts everywhere. Definitely mental images galore.
Absolutely.
Oh, a little bit of background on the game. The idea was basically England has mad cow disease, and France has unexploded bombs and mines from the war. So the guys figured, hey, why not put the two of them together and make some money on the side? Basically do that as long as you can before the Peace Corps or whatever comes around for you.
But Greenpeace.
Thank you. Yeah. I knew there was peace in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But that was definitely an interesting way to get this idea for a game, and it's definitely caught my attention. As far as fun, I loved it. I mean, in commentary from people, the ability to play this very rapidly or as slowly as you want allowed a lot of variables for gameplay, and I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a blast playing this game. Both games were both games that we actually sat down and played were really, really fun. The community sense, everybody got involved, everyone had something to say. It was all really, just a fun game to play. As far as other notes or other things that I have to say about the game, before we get to our little impromptu perfect score rating, we're going to go from the usual 1 to 10 rating for right now, and we'll break it down for you when we get back to the labs and give you some real nitty-gritty, true-on perfect score coverage. So, on with the notes. As far as the things that may or may not have irked me with the game, it's kind of hard to fault the only thing that I had a problem with, which was, of course, knowing cheap-ass games, like I said, it's hard to fault them for the lack of all these accessories. But the one thing I would have found that, it would have been cool if they did provide was the paper money. I mean, it couldn't have been that hard to print. Couldn't have been that, that cost, that much cost to do that. Because it's kind of hard to find it in the denominations that the game requires. Because you got to have, either extreme Monopoly money stashed somewhere or, some other game or whatever. So it's a little hard to come by that paper money. I mean, not having dice, no problem. Got dice all over the place. But I don't know, it kind of would have helped. Would have helped a little bit. That was the only fault that kind of affected my little impromptu perfect score rating. So, but you had any other notes or anything that you want to say?
The only thing that I had a problem understanding in the game was that. Was the spy rules, because anytime anybody played a spy, you not only do you constantly have to keep track of it, but you also have to make sure that you're following the rules correctly, because it can get very complicated and very fast with the spies. That was the only problem that I had with actual gameplay, but you already stated what the other problem that I had, which is why I gave the score I did.
Alright, so without any further ado, we'll go ahead and give us our perfect score and impromptu rating. Mine was 7 out of 10. Very enjoyable. Kind of a little hurt on the cheap-ass game side, not handing us the money. But other than that, extremely fun, well put together, good game.
For me, I gave it an 8 out of 10. Again, extremely enjoyable. The big problem that took away the points from it was the money problem. I mean, with that, it would have made the game. If you don't have access to anything like that, you can't play the game, and there's no point in buying it at that point. So, those are my only things for it.
Yep. All right. So, that brings this little mini review to a close. So, bottom line is, as far as I'm concerned, Unexploded Cow. You got the accessories. Pick it up immediately. If you don't, well. Maybe go find accessories and then pick it up anyway, because it's pretty fun.
It is.
All right. So, keep it tuned right here to Perfect Score for more mini reviews coming very soon. And, look forward for a full cast and more video, all sorts of fun stuff from Dexcon 9. And with that, it's me, Rich Haywood.
Me, Keith Goodhart.
And we're signing off.
Everyone have a perfect day.
Ha 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 ha!